And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Happy Memorial Day weekend. And again, we want to remember those who gave all for our country and our freedom. And please celebrate Memorial Day with that thought in mind. Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here talking some fishing.
Yeah. Sure. No doubt, man. We're having a great time. So much killer info with Jamie in here, and so much still to cover. Boy, we didn't even scratch the surface on this first hour. But if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Phones are packed up. Still one line open. That's 213-432-1090. Or text to the show. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We talked about it before. We are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today. First off, one lucky caller or texter decided by the prize point at the end of the show is going to win a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. Plus, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the CCA California Apps and Taps event at the 14th Hall in Point Loma. And then the Seasons Apparel Package, a really cool one. So, Jamie, if you haven't seen, they're available on the website, but like, or you can check it out on the website. But very, very killer clothing. Jamie always does like a really good job. High-end, cool design. And you're going to get hooked up with the full Seasons package, including a hat, a shirt, and a sweatshirt.
The whole thing.
You're getting your size, and you're getting hooked up.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, Tuna Wars is coming up. Of course, the 11th of June is going to be the Captain's Reception.
All right.
And that's going to be great. Captain Dave Marciano, Captain Bob Cook, and this year, a little switch, the captain on the Tomahawk is going to be Dave's wife, Nancy. So that's
cool.
So it's a little competition between the Marcianos there, which is going to be kind of fun. So that's going to be the big captain's receptions. It's a free event at Dana Landing. If you want food, you buy a wristband, and they're going to have killer food, killer drink, and then a fantastic raffle and silent auction there at the captain's reception, which will be June 11th, Sunday, June 11th. And then trips depart on the evening of June 12th. I believe there's one spot left on one of the boats. But if you want more information, you can email howard@rollokids.com Howard@RolloKids.org, or you can just go to the Rollo Kids website, RolloKids.org, for more information on Tuna Wars, which is a major fundraiser to help take kids fishing.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Again, your shot, 213-432-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Todd calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hey, Todd, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. I have two questions for Jamie, and it's regarding tuna, bluefin tuna. First question is regarding, most of the tuna are being caught locally are on that night bite. You know, guys are up fishing late at night, you know, stopping on sonar schools and catching them. I know Jamie said that he primarily fishes from 5 in the morning to 5 at night. Is there a reason that you don't do night trips, or if an angler wants to do a nighttime tuna fish trip, would you do it? Is it a safety thing? And my second question is just regarding a strategy for bluefin tuna on that big, beautiful Parker that you have. Do you fly a kite, or do you fast troll a Mad Mac, or do you prefer to cedar plug or, sight and fly line fish? What's your preferability on targeting tuna? Thank you.
Great questions.
Absolutely. Great questions. Yeah. And, you know, I've been kind of toying with the idea, because this is kind of second, third year, this nighttime fishing, that, we'd kind of switch our 12-hour program to, a nighttime thing. And we're probably going to start that next season. We're kind of like getting through it now. I mean, I think these fish are going to start to turn over to daytime fishing, probably here first or second week of June. That's kind of what happened last year. We're definitely game to do that. Just with trips now, we're booked during the day, so it's hard to kind of switch that program. But yeah, definitely, you know, trying to put that together for next season, I think, doing some stretches of nighttime fishing.
Because you have the key equipment to do it, which is a high-end sonar.
Absolutely.
And it kind of, it almost can't be done without it.
It can't be done without it because, you know, I was talking to Steve over there on the Mustang, you know, last night or a couple days ago about it, you know, and he was like, yeah, you could, you know, spray paint my windows black. And, you know, it's all sonar fishing, you know, it's looking at the sonar, listening to the sonar, you know, there's no birds, there's nothing, there's, yeah. So it's
no signs.
No signs.
Yeah.
So.
You can't use your gyros.
No gyros. Yeah. So yeah. Paint the windows black and just look at
drive
the sonar.
Around.
Drive around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the bluefin thing, what was the question?
What are your tactics when you are fishing them daytime? Mad Max, cedar plugs, trolling, bait fishing. What do you like to do on seasons?
Well, ultimately, we would like to fish bait. I mean, that's why we got the sonar. You know, it depends on the grade of fish that we're seeing. We like to fish bait. We like to fly line. But we can, you know, fish it all. The boat's fast. You can fish the Mad Max if you want. We definitely like fishing the kite, you know, the dead
flyers.
Dead flyers and all that good stuff. So we have it all on board, helium, all that good stuff. So it all depends kind of like what's going on wind-wise, you know, and grade of fish.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, all good stuff.
This text kind of plays into that, and Todd, thanks very much for the phone call. This one is from John in Rancho San Diego. Hey, great show, Pete. Captain Jamie, what is the biggest bluefin that you guys have ever landed aboard that beautiful Parker, and also what type of tackle is provided when we go on the trips? Do we bring our own? Do we use yours? That's all from John in Rancho San Diego.
Another good question. Yeah, I think our biggest is like 260. You know, it was probably 2 years ago, you know, when that bigger stuff, the big stuff was around. Again, that was a flyer fish. So, you know, lots of hundreds last year. But, yeah, we're real fortunate to have been a pro staff for Shimano the last decade. So Blaine and those guys over at Shimano have been outfitting the boat for, like I said, over 10 years. So anything and everything from the best, from the Talicas, the Trinidads, to the 50 wides on the Talicas for, you know, our bluefin fishing, all the Therez rods, so extra heavy for, you know, fishing the rail stuff, to, you know.
You have all Shimano gear.
Yep.
And it's all provided as part of the package.
It's all part of
the package. So you don't need to bring anything.
You absolutely don't need to bring anything. All you really need to bring is obviously a pair of boots. You know, which you really don't have to bring those because we don't get you that wet.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, it's just
and a fishing license.
Just a Mexican fishing license or a California license, wherever we're going to go. We'll talk about that. But yeah, food and drinks.
Wow.
That's cool.
But yeah.
And sometimes fishing with Jamie, you see gear that none of us see. Like he'll come up to the tackle store every once in a while, like, hey man, I need you to put light on this. Like, what is this?
What's
like,
that thing?
You know, it's kind of like going fishing with Benny for Calico
Bass.
Right. You know, Jamie's the offshore version of that. And
yeah.
A lot of new tackle gets tested on board the deck of the seasons.
Yep.
Shimano doesn't have a lot of pro staff on the West Coast.
No, sir,
and
no.
So if you're on that pro staff, you're something special.
Yeah, super blessed. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. You got the inroads there having the best in the best in the business
for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, over a decade. So that's, you know, it's a kind of, we come to agreement on the new year, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of what you put in is what you get out. So
that's a cool.
Also, you're tight with Furuno too, pro staff, right?
Yeah.
You got all the Furuno gear.
Yeah. Brand ambassador for them. So we're always, you know, doing small videos for them, you know, on the product once it's installed and
it's
pretty cool.
From the world headquarters here, I can look down on Jamie's boat and, see while I'm working during the week. And he's got boxes of Furuno stuff and boxes of Shimano. Like, now what are you putting on there, huh?
Tell us about that screen that's in the pod on the outside of the boat.
So
that is so cool looking.
It's really bitching. So we have a TC-12, a 12-inch screen out on the back deck, which is absolutely amazing for, you know, our anglers.
Mm-hmm.
First off, if you haven't seen the boat, you could play pickleball in the back of Jamie's cockpit. The cockpit is freaking huge.
Yeah, so it's really nice having that screen back there. You know, obviously when we pull up to a kelp, we're fishing rockfish. I mean, everything's right there. So drifts, I can show guys that, you know, we're coming over a stone here, and you know, you can see the fish, and it's kind of cool to educate people, and for me too, being able to see, like, you know, when we get on a bluefin school and the stuff swims by, and you know, it's flying on birds and it's gone. And I'm able to look at that screen and say, it's not, you know, it's, you know, whatever underneath us, and we start fishing, you know, sinker rigs and stuff without having to go inside or upstairs.
And how cool just for the people in the cockpit to get to participate in that and look over and see how good that school is underneath.
Look at it.
This is why we're not moving.
Yeah. And then I get a lot of, hey, Jamie, there's something on the screen, or why are we moving? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get a lot of captain.
The other side too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey in Escondido has a good question, as usual. Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for another great show. I have a couple questions for Jamie. Can you please talk about your fish care process? And with Big Bluefin, have you seen that we've seen the last couple of years, do you have a big fish battle story? So, yeah, what about fish processing?
Well, fish processing, like a lot of the bluefin, I know a lot of guys, we use Kelly as well. So everything's, you know, chilled down ice. We usually take 200 pounds of ice. There's a couple big tuna bags that are folded up in our tower that, you know, obviously if we have a good day, get them folded and everything's gill gutted and then iced down on the big fish. And then we like to get those to Kelly when we get back in. So those get processed, right? It's just not the right thing to send people away with, you know, trash bags full of just, you know, wet
bloody
meat.
Fish. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, like our Dorado season last year when we had just smoking days, you know, 40 fish. I kind of talked the guys into doing the processing too. It's just a game changer. You know, you can't let that mahi sit in a bag overnight, you know, if you're not going to go home and care for it.
Absolutely.
And dry it out. So we're really big fans on, you know, trying to push guys to do processing.
Right.
You know, we all the fish cleans all included on the boat. You know, there's no extra charge for that. But, you know, if you're a guy that's going to get home, that's busy, it's got a couple kids that, you know, needs to go to church the next day, yeah, and it's not going to have time. Ultimately, I would say have it processed.
So you'll clean the fish if they want on the boat, but you'd prefer that they send it to get,
you know,
properly done.
Yeah, especially when we have big fish or, you know, a really, you know, standout day.
Yeah.
I mean, cutting, you know, 10 yellowtail and sending them home that, you know, I feel, you know, that they're going to take care of it. But, you know, when you're looking at, you know, limits of something, it's, I think
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
And then, you know, primo processed fish that's all ziplocked and vac-packed and portioned and everything, then it's a lot easier thing to get to deal with when it's all done right.
It's, you know, and last year was the first time that I ever had processed fish, and I'm still eating Dorado. You know, I had it for Thanksgiving, I had it for Christmas. And, I mean, it is so nice to be able to go in the fridge and pull out a steak of mahi in the middle of wintertime and barbecue it. You know, it's incredible. So
no question. So what about an epic fish story?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. When this stuff showed up in 2015, you know, went up to fishermen's, got rigged up on this, you know, fishing this popper thing. It was new for us. You know, a 10-foot jig stick, 150-pound, you know, a leader, you know, tied to a popper. And we started seeing, I mean, just giant schools. I mean, you know, 200 term bird deals back then.
Jeez.
And I'll never forget running to the bow of the boat and casting on that, like, that first giant fish, you know, foamer. And I saw the fish roll over. I saw his eye, you know, and I hooked this thing. And I run it back, give it to the pastor. Long story short, we were on that fish for 8 hours.
Oh, my God. No way.
And it doesn't end good, so I'm not going to drag it out, but... you know, what happened was I drove around with this fish, you know, and it was a big learning experience. You know, we drove, you know, 3-4 miles, you know what I mean? Yeah. He would pull, we'd pull. So last thing, you know, it got dark. We hooked it at 12:30, 8:30. I turned on the overheads and like the ocean just floated with red crab.
Oh.
But anyways, I told the angler like, hey, stop the spool. He's on his knees. They're bleeding. I mean, I'm literally bleeding. I have 4 other passengers that were inside the boat, just done.
They all pass it off back and forth.
Just done. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I told him, hold the spool. You know, I got a charter tomorrow. We're like, you know, 40 miles from home. And he literally held the spool and pulled as hard as he could and like pulled the popper out of his face. It took 2 winds on the reel and there was his popper.
Oh,
I mean, literally.
It was right there.
I mean, under the boat. We saw it 3 times. You know what I mean? But
this is how big?
I'm guessing a little over 200, you know. I don't know if we had the thing, like, bellies, you know, hooked or what.
Who knows?
But I remember we lost one of the trebles, like, mid-fight, you know what I mean? I felt it pop off. Yeah, that was an epic.
Heartbreak.
Ooh. Heartbreak.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a good story. I feel that way.
For sure. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Bruce? He comes from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to the show. Yo, Bruce.
Guess we lost Bruce.
Oh, man, I was really hoping to hear from Bruce, because I know he had a report just like yours from up in Mammoth.
That's
some good fishing. You know, I know you and Ron had some great fishing. You posted it to our social media, and I know Bruce did the same. So hopefully you can call back in and get us get us rolling. Well, in the meantime, why don't we go to the text? Good morning, guys. Jamie, again, something you touched on a little bit, but maybe a little more detail. Good morning, guys. Great-looking boat. I'm really interested in booking a charter to fish for big bluefin. Do you guys have the ability of using the kite and balloon techniques? If so, is there an extra surplus charge for helium, et cetera? That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, no extra charge. We've got helium on the boat, you know, all of our, you know, frozen flyers, all that good stuff. So everything's included in the price, so no extra charge.
All inclusive. And you guys, you've already said it. You use any means necessary to get you the best opportunity to hook a big one, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Try to have all the bells and whistles and, like I said, all the tackle.
Cool. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
All right, how about this time we talk to Tom? Tom comes from Temecula. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Jamie, I got a couple questions. First one, sounds like the water is ripe for the albacore to show up, and I won't ask any more questions about that because I know Pete already told us that the albacore are coming in this year.
Yep, John.
Second,
like Bill Poole used to say.
Yep.
My second question is, I kind of pay a lot of attention to weather, and it's kind of hard planning way in advance, what the weather is going to be like. And I know earlier in the show you mentioned that, if it's blowing, 20 out there, you're going to basically cancel the trip. But what is the ideal weather conditions for you? If you had your choice, would you have flat calm, or would you have it flat calm in the morning and blowing 15 in the afternoon? I know sometimes fishing is not really weather dependent. And so that's my question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I mean, ultimately, we love grease calm conditions. I'm not going to pull any.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
We all love that.
We love that. When bluefin's fishing's around, we like a little wind in the afternoon. I mean, to fly the kite, all that good stuff.
12 knots or so.
Yeah, 12 knots. We like a little breeze. I mean, if we're fishing kelps, I like it when it's grease. I mean, I like to be able to see a kelp 4 miles away, weather is a factor. I mean, we do not like to cancel. We only do it to, basically look after the customer. It's on a smaller boat. We just don't want, if it's blowing 20 in the afternoon, that means it's blown all night.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the dock, leaving the bait receiver, it's just uncomfortable. So we try not to do any cancellations. And normally, maybe we'll have one or two a year. We don't see, that kind of weather, first thing in the morning. And like I said, it kind of set us up for where we're going to be in the afternoon if it does blow.
What do you look at as far as weather-wise? What are the apps and websites you look
Very
at?
Very good question. Yeah. So I have Buoy Weather, Windy, which is another app.
Both of them excellent.
Yeah, both of them excellent. And then, bouncing it back off NOAA. And kind of just taking the three and basically kind of how we, start our day fishing, you kind of just take a bunch of different apps and
you watch those things and you can kind of get the feel for
it. Yeah. And you watch, days before. So, mm-hmm. It's not something that you turn on, and look at the night before. I'm looking, days ahead, weeks ahead. With that Buoy app, I mean, they're pretty good now, 14 days, and they're pretty spot on.
Pretty amazing.
Back when I started, it was like, NOAA, there was no apps. So it was like, okay, yeah, I think it's going to blow, 15, on Friday, and it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they got it pretty good in within two-day window. But, I mean, now it's like 14 days. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And all over the place, too. You're going to the East Cape or something like that. You can look at the windy or buoy weather, and it's like, well, it's pretty good.
It's a game changer. Yeah. I'm still, blown away on how they do it.
Totally.
Like, how do you know it's going to blow 14 knots,
2 weeks ahead.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you get there, and sure enough, early afternoon. Here comes the wind.
Yeah.
They are really good.
So, yeah, for anybody, even guys that, are planning trips, those apps are just, well worth the money.
Nothing's perfect and everything can change, but, man, they're good.
Yeah,
they're a whole
sure.
lot better than it was.
And, of course, if you subscribe to fishdope.com, then you get all that stuff on there, too, all the wind, all the weather, all the fish reports, the whole thing.
You got it.
SSTs. And
Well, speaking of fishdope.com, it's time to talk to our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you want to get the absolute best processing for your fish when your trip returns, Plus, with Fish Pros The Market, you can also purchase their famous spices, rubs, the killer poke kit. Stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Good morning, Dave Hansen.
Well, good morning, Rick, Pete, Jamie. Kelly girl wants to make sure you know she's listening to you, Jamie. Kelly's sitting right here.
She's
awesome. Wants to say good morning to you.
Good morning to her. Send her my love.
Oh, you got it. Okay, gang. Pete, Rick, Jamie sitting right there next to you. Such a humble human. He's the original Parker charter boat guy. He is the guy. Yeah. He started that whole mess. He's the guy. He's super humble, though. Dwayne Diego started his career working for Jamie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of history. And that little boat he's on, I got so lucky. I did a few trips on there when John Lee had it. And, oh, my gosh, what a bitchin' machine. I got on that thing, and I was like, this little boat's got a sonar? And look at the bait tank. Ah, I'm in heaven. That thing is the killer. If you guys are thinking about going on a bitchin' little operation, that's the operation right there. That boat is killer, killer, killer. So so what's going on with fishing? Well, I just talked to Danny Lynch. He called me right before I went on here. Dan Nick, yesterday was kind of interesting. Couple of sport boats out there side by side. One boat had really good halibut fishing. The other boat had really good yellowtail fishing. They were 100 yards apart. One boat didn't get a yellowtail. The other boat caught all the yellowtail. It was really strange. That was out at San Nick yesterday. Kind of different, kind of weird, kind of strange, that close together and that kind of different type of fishing. And the halibut fishing is historic, like Mark Wish was saying yesterday. This is an historic halibut year. We can't even comprehend how good it is. Channel Islands, Catalina, on down the coast, San Clemente Island, everywhere there's so much halibut on the beaches and real shallow, like 15 to 20 feet of water. If you can get in there, if there's no swell, it's pretty good fishing. And then over at Catalina, I sent Rick a couple of pictures last night. One of our members had the trifecta on the east end backside yesterday. He caught legal sea bass, legal halibut, and a nice little yellowtail to go with his trifecta yesterday at Catalina. So everything's trying to buy it, and I listened to Mike on the tribute when he was talking a little bit ago. Yeah, that bluefin, it didn't go anywhere. It's just being bluefin, and it could bite wide open tonight. You just don't know. You got to go. If you're going to go bluefin fishing, you got to go. If you're going to go fishing, you got to get booked up because, like Jamie was saying, he doesn't have a lot open, and that's how it is this year for the fleet. So if you're thinking, hey, I got to get out there and go fishing, you better make some reservations soon. I wouldn't wait another day. Fishing is starting to get good. We just need some weather, like Brian Woolley was saying. A little bit of sun would go a long ways right now. So.
No doubt. Yeah, for sure.
We will step back and see what happens.
Yeah, of course, fishdope.com. Like I said, Danny and the boys always have the hot information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, I'm almost impossible to not see, but if you're not seeing me, you might want to type in your saltwater guide on any social media platform. I'm all over the place, 4 brand new videos every single day. And then we got a super special guest on our podcast this Friday. Super special guest. Want to make the announcement, Rick?
I'm going to be on with Dave Hansen.
Dave, all right.
Yeah, that's cool. Totally.
That's great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. After Pete's great podcast, you'll just jump right in there, and we'll see if we can't beat Pete's ratings.
he'll crush him. I guarantee you that for sure. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Bye, Jamie.
See you, bud.
All right.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Hey, we got Bruce back. Bruce from Lemon Groves up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for letting me on. Give you a little report up north. Did pretty well at the lakes, but the streams, as people tell you, they're just moving way too fast. We were up Big Bend Creek and... Oh, God, the volume of that pipe has got to be, it's 8 feet wide and 4 feet of water coming out of it.
Where was that?
Pretty incredible. But would it, basically, we went up to Twin Lakes, still frozen, Tamarack area, that was still frozen. June Lake just starting to open up and get, but there's a lot of water in it, so you got to get out in the middle. Crowley, a little bit sooted up, but it looked, it fished real good. We were getting them on the Tasmanian Devil.
It's a good lure.
Nice bait. Other than that, it was a really productive trip. We had a couple slow days like you normally do, but a couple real good days that make up for everything. I got to take my 81-year-old dad up there, and he had a blast.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, right now the Eastern Sierra is so beautiful with all that snow and, you know, sitting on Crowley, you see all this surrounded by all this beauty. It's, you know, it's a little mudded up, like you say, but, man, you just look up and you just go, it's just the wow factor up there is just incredible right now.
Did they have all the trout in Crowley?
How long do you think it's going to take for that snow to go away?
Yes. The day I fished it, I caught with Tom, I caught a rainbow, I caught a couple browns.
That's so rad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Grand Slam, the Crowley Grand Slam.
That's so
and
cool.
A lot of perch.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
How fun.
Yeah, no, it was nice. Yeah.
What do you guys think the, you know, when how long you think before the rest of it kind of opens up? You talked about has some of the upper lakes still be nice. Like, do we have a long way? Are we right on the edge? Like, what's your opinion?
In my opinion, let's see what Bruce says, but I think it's going to be a while for those, like Lake Mary, because there's a lot of ice and a lot of snow up there. I mean, Mammoth is still in full operation. I mean, Ron was skiing or snowboarding in the morning, and I mean, the lifts are all 100% going because there's so much snow up there. But it's melting very, very, very quickly. Like, for example, Ron has a condo up there near the village, and he said 2 weeks before the snow was up to his second-level porch.
Oh, my gosh.
And when we were there, it was pretty much almost all gone. So it when it starts to go, it goes fast.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, what do you think? I guess we lost Bruce.
Okay.
But anyway, time will tell, but I would my guess. I don't even maybe July.
Okay.
I don't know. Be good. Call one of the tackle shops up there, and they'd probably give you a better insight about what's going on in the Upper Lakes Basin there in Mammoth. But there's plenty of water. Like Convict was in full operation. Convict was beautiful and biting, and they were stocking that like crazy. And Crowley was great. And like he says, up Bridgeport and Twin Lakes and that area there, very, very nice.
I don't know any of those guys well, but I've really enjoyed the few times I got into that Rick Sports Center.
Rick,
those guys have been really cool. Man.
Rick
like,
is
they
great.
They don't know me from
he's the man.
They don't know me from anybody.
Yeah, well,
and,
of course,
like,
he's got a good name there too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. A strong name for sure.
No, yeah. And Rick used to do a lot of fish reports for us. Remember that? Yeah, I went and stopped by. I saw Rick while I was there. And
when was that?
Yeah, and like years ago.
Okay.
Like 15 years ago.
I don't.
Yeah,
so
no.
It was that long ago that I don't. That's cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
They know their stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I love that place. I went in with no affiliation, not knowing anything. Those guys always put you on some kind of rad bite. I really like them. Yeah. That's a cool spot.
Good
spot. I'm just dying to go up there. But I've never experienced, you know, you've got a lot of years up there, like, but I've never been when there's this much snow. So trying to, like,
me either.
Trying to book a trip is tough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I talked to Ryan a little while ago, like, they're getting busy, so I want to get a trailer booked up. But, like, you know, at the same time, you don't want to go too early. And,
well, and that's a good point. I was talking to Ryan at Adventures and Camping this week, too, and he was saying their problem is the campgrounds are all closed because it's too much snow.
Exactly.
So they have, I mean, not all of them, but there's, you know, you can camp at Crowley, you can camp at Convict and stuff, so there's access. But a lot of the, you know, real remote campgrounds, they're still closed.
We've been going long enough now that we've got our favorite spots, and, like, they're all, he said the same thing, they're all just under snow. So.
Yeah, don't forget, this was the highest snowfall in history of the Eastern Sierra. Number one on the list.
So, throw the book away.
Yeah, I mean it was the highest. But that being said, I talked to a guy up there that was fishing intake 2 out of Bishop, and I know the upper lakes up there, North Lake, Sobrino, stuff. I think those are still iced over and closed. But he said intake 2 was wide open, and that's an easy access out of Bishop.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff up there. There's still water to fish. You just have to look around and talk to the guys like at Rick's and stuff of where you should go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, great question here from Alex in L.A. Jamie, what's a good trip for out-of-towners like to fish but never been on the ocean? That's a
good
question.
Yeah. That's a great question. You know, like a three-quarter day, you know, Coronado's trip would be a good start. You know, that gives us plenty of time to get over there. And
so much fun when it's biting.
And when it's biting, I mean, there's a lot to look at. You know, there's a lot of stuff to look at and fish, different species, whether it's rock cod or, you know, bass or barracuda and yellowtail.
And the islands are beautiful.
And they're beautiful.
This time of the year.
Yep.
And it's amazing, too, now they have a resident colony of booby birds that live there, albatross.
Yep.
Which is, that's quite a sight to see.
My favorite bird, you know, in the ocean for sure. But, yeah, and it's not a long stretched out day. You know, it's an hour and a half commute over, you know, a cup of coffee and you're there, you know, a couple stories.
Yeah.
You know, and get guys rigged up and,
Yeah, and we're very grateful that the Mexican government allows us to fish there.
Absolutely.
As long as you have the proper permits.
Yep, and everybody there that, you know, if we're going to book trips, obviously needs to have a passport. So, you know, those trips are
that trip.
Yep.
All right. Hey, I wanted to throw another text out there. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. Did Captain Jamie start out on the sport boats? Where did you cut your teeth in the fishing industry? And what is your favorite fish to target? And how do you like to catch them? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
No, good question. Yeah, I grew up in the early 90s working on the freelance for Donnie and then kind of moved over to the original Thunderbird overnight trips in high school. So every summer in high school, I worked on the boats up there before graduation. But my favorite species is probably the yellowtail by far. Targeting those, whether it's, you know, early season yo-yo fishing to, you know, kelp fishing offshore, you know, fly line is yellowtail is by far my favorite fish to target.
So much fun.
They never give up.
Never give up.
No. So you put a gaff in them, they never give up.
Yeah.
Digging the whole time.
And they taste amazing.
Yep.
Just a special fish.
All about it. Especially you take care of them like you do on seasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you bleed them and gill them and gut them and get them on ice right away.
Yeah, there's nothing like that hamachi. You know,
a little
jalapeno and a ponzu sauce.
You got me fired up, man.
213-432-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Benjamin from Cardiff is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Benjamin?
How you guys doing? Great show, as usual. Hey, Jamie, I got a question. You like being a captain better than a deckhand, of course, but what's the difficulties with being a captain?
You know, I wouldn't say there's any difficulties. I mean, it's one of those things that you're responsible for the boat. You know, you're responsible for, the kids on board. You're responsible for the crew. So, yeah, I think it's just a level of, you know, making sure safety is number one priority when you take the wheel. And, you know, number two, I mean, you always have a little weight on your shoulder when you leave the slip because you've got to catch.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, people kind of...
The buck stops with you.
That's right. So.
Everybody, all eyes are on Jamie.
Exactly.
I feel a few eyes burning in the back of my head. But, yeah, it's, you know, there's a little weight, but that's what, you know, keeps me up and keeps me going every day. I love the challenge of trying to catch some fish.
That's what I don't care whether you're trout fishing, bass fishing, saltwater fishing, whatever. It's all about the challenge.
It's all about the challenge. Keeps you coming back.
For sure.
That's a great call. Hey, appreciate it very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and text. You stay tuned. More with Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing. We return with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide chain and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed all morning. One line open right now if you want to get through. 213-432-1090. And keep those texts rolling.
Yeah.
Come to Let's Talk Hookup app.
Oh, for sure. I got a great text here. Bob and IB has a good question. And he says, my insurance on my 2120 Parker just went from $400 to $600. Are you willing to talk about overhead for a small operation like yours? Unless you run your own boat, I think a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that there is more cost than just the fuel.
Yeah,
and
right.
That is so, true, right? And it's going up every day.
Every day, whether it's fuel, insurance, you know.
Maintenance.
Running out of a landing.
Running out of a landing, you have your percentage.
Being legit.
Yep, being legit, you know, paying the port, you know, their percentage every
bait.
Time. Bait's going up. I mean, you know, I mean, I get it. It's just, that's just how it is, but yeah, there's a lot going into it. So when the price tag's, you know, not on the budget side, you have to really understand that, you know, there's a lot that goes into, you know, maintaining these boats, running every day.
Yeah.
I just think about the tackle cost that Jamie incurs, because he says the same thing, everything's taken care of. I mean, we wind Spectra for him all the time, mono for him all the time, coming up getting jigs, getting things re-rigged. Like, I just know what Jamie spends in our store. I know we're not the only place that he buys tackle from, and I know how much gear is on that boat. And that's probably the small sliver. That's the smallest sliver of the pie. You know, there's, I can't imagine. But you know what? That's the things that set seasons apart from some of the other ones.
Yeah.
You know, you don't worry about that. You don't worry about the helium or the balloon or anything else like that. He just does what it takes.
How much is a tank of helium now?
I mean, it's not cheap. Yeah,
it's like $600 for a tank.
Yeah.
You get maybe 11 balloons out of that or something.
A small tank. Yeah. I can't imagine what it costs to fill a 220 these days.
Yeah.
You know, like,
whew. Yeah, no, it's not a cheap operation.
Yeah, it's not cheap. Yeah, there's a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah, so you got to understand that when you're paying the price to go fishing with Jamie, there's a lot to it.
You talk about it all the time. We just heard that spot for Kingfisher Charters. Like, there's a big difference between something that is truly inclusive and something where you're going to get nickel and dimed. And you walk on board the Seasons, you don't need anything. Little tip for the boys and you know, your food or drink. That's truly it. Like,
that's,
I mean, that is all you need.
Yeah, and same thing, like you said, Kingfisher Charters, no nickel and dime in there. That's like
what you see is what you get.
Yeah,
totally.
And that's what Seasons is.
Yeah, there's no, like, you know, a fuel surcharge.
Right.
You know,
nothing
hidden.
Yeah, nothing hidden.
All right.
Hey, appreciate that very much. Hey, another great text came through. Jamie, can you update us on the Grady White Marlin 300 project boat?
Yeah.
As a current Marlin owner, I'd love to hear what your plans are for the boat. That's from JR in Fresno.
That's a good question. So you must be following the Instagram. Yeah, so we bought a Grady White 300 Marlin in the fall. It was actually a neighbor's boat that had blown one of the mains and kind of was sitting in the water in the dunes, and he was kind of wanting to get rid of it. So we're in the midst of, we repowered it, some new Yamaha 300s, and redid all the interior, pretty much, you know, making the boat new again. It's a 2002. So just an amazing hull. I mean, Grady has not changed that hull since, you know, the release of that boat. So, you know, we're not sure what we're going to do with it yet. It's kind of one of those things, you know, when we had a lower unit go the other day on let go here in the slip pulling into the landing, We had to cancel the trip the following day, and I kind of wished I looked over and the Grady was sitting there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the backup.
Yeah, as a backup. But, you know, as we were just talking about, it's not cheap to run these rigs. So for having a boat sit there as a backup, it's logistically not.
Yeah, it's all too.
Not going to work.
It's not going to work. So I'm not sure. We're probably going to sell it, you know, and somebody's going to get a beautiful boat. So, yeah.
That's
but you took a legendary hull and then put the proper care into it to bring it back to a 100% modern day perfect rig.
Absolutely.
Brand new gear, brand new.
Pretty much all throughout, all new, sinks and bath, toilets and, all the plumbing and.
That's cool.
New motors.
Give it the life it deserves.
And we should talk about West Coast Marine up in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And his operation up there, I mean, came through after Kevin passed away, and then Nick really took the reins and just has done a phenomenal job.
Absolutely. And he's just, I mean, he's obviously, I've worked with Nick and, obviously Gonzalo since the start of the company 16, years ago. And I couldn't do it without those guys.
Yeah.
We have Nick up there. We usually take the boat up, in the wintertime and do our, out of water maintenance and, all our upgrades. And then, Gonzalo and his team down here handles the boat in the summertime.
Right.
So without those guys, both of them, I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah. And once you become a Parker boat owner, it's part of the family, with both locations there and, servicing and sales and everything. And that's a big reason why guys buy Parkers.
Yep.
Is you're taken care of.
You have premium service for the life of your motor. And if you're so fortunate to put enough hours that it's time to repower, they're the absolute specialists in doing repowers too. Like, we're very lucky to have those guys.
Yeah.
And so accommodating. Whether it's, whether you have a boat in the water and, you utilize them to pull the boat out of the water, whether you bring it to them, whether they come to you, whatever it is, they are just so accommodating.
No question about
Absolutely.
It. For sure. Well, hey, phones are packed up. Let's jump into
it. You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Troy? Troy's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What up, Troy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, this is just a success story for you guys.
All right.
I started listening to you guys back in December, and then just started, going through a bunch of the archives. And I booked a trip on the Shogun. First time I did a long-range trip. Booked things with Fisherman's Processing and ended up back in, 1st of May going out and having just a great 5-day trip on Shogun. Fish processed, all that. It was great. You guys did a great job.
Great.
Really happy with everything. I didn't really have a source for information on this subject. I live up in Costa Mesa and been fishing out of Newport Beach for years, and they just don't have long range. So that was great. You guys, were right on it, gave all the direction in the right way, and it all came together.
I'm so glad to hear that, Brady. That's great.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We've been doing this for almost 32 years now, and we're fortunate to have partners that are the best of the best in the business. And we sure appreciate everybody that that utilizes those people that support this show and enjoy the show. And then there's a reason, right? Because they work. They're good. It's good stuff. So it's always nice
That's
to hear
absolutely
that,
correct.
That our message is true.
Yeah, right. Glad you had a good one, bro. That's awesome, Troy.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Hey, a fun text came through. He said, good morning, guys. Great show today. Jamie, I fished with you many years ago when you had one of your Parkers that fished out of Huntington Beach. I remember pulling into Pyramid Cove in the dark, and there must have been 50 boats in there. The fish came through, and everybody was getting bit. There was a husband and wife team on the boat with us that were both hooked up to white sea bass, and I had my biggest monster yellow. They're great memories from mine, and that's from Ken in Santa Barbara, our buddy Ken Ross.
Wow.
Ken Ross, yeah. What a pleasure. Yeah. Totally remember Ken. I mean, that family duo is Bill and Roxy Swift. They were one of my first customers, and Ken back in the day was, one of the first customers, when I started the operation in 07. And,
07 when you started.
Yeah, 16 years ago. So, coming around that east end, I think I was telling somebody the other day, you come around that east end at, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It looked like downtown L.A.
Wow.
200 boats.
Really?
And, just unbelievable. I still get goosebumps coming around the corner. You're just like, wow. You know what I mean?
What the heck happened here?
Just amazing. So you'd be set up downhill of, China or something, and you could hear the screams.
Yeah.
As that fish swam around or China and came,
It must have been good.
It was incredible, yeah. Just incredible fishing. But, so just.
How do you squeeze in when there's that many boats?
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't. You just got to get there. You know what I mean? Obviously, be there early.
Yeah.
But yeah, some special times. There was just, you know, it was just good fishing. You know, a lot of fish. So even if you were, you know, anchored up on the outside, like, you know, you got a taste. So
yeah, that's cool.
From the alpha spot.
Darren in San Clemente writes, Captain Jamie, thank you for all the great information. If I were to do a charter, how does the boat ride, and do you have a sea keeper installed?
I wish we had a sea keeper, but we don't. You know, we kind of toyed with the idea a couple years ago, talking to them about putting one in, but the boat would have had to been cut up a little bit to get that sea keeper down in our workroom, and opted not to do that. But the boat ride's good. I mean, it's beamy.
Yeah, it's really beamy and heavy.
It's a heavy boat. I think it's almost 20,000 pounds. You know, we carry like 400 gallons of fuel. You know, another 200 gallons of salt water for our tank. You know, so it's a heavy boat. It rides yachty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yacht. And the thing about a sea keeper for a commercial platform is it's high demand, and man, they're high maintenance items.
Yeah, it's another system. I mean, you've got that. You know, that thing.
I mean, I have one on my boat, and it's great, but I'm not running
every day.
100 days a year, like Jamie is, right?
And that seems to be the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an amazing tool. It is amazing for the people that have it. But the only part of it that hasn't, you know, the only nut that hasn't seemed to be cracked yet is that if you're on a boat like Jamie is in, where it virtually doesn't turn off, you know, for maybe a few hours in the nighttime it's turned off, but that's it. It just doesn't seem to have the longevity in that scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you won't see it on a lot of boats that are out on the water a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that reason.
I think that's it, yeah. All right, hey, let's jump back into him, talk to Doug. Doug's on us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering, how many jigs would you recommend taking right now for the bluefin in case you lose one? How many jigs would you take back up?
Yeah, a good question of what about backup if you're fishing nighttime, all this jigging?
I mean, 3 to 4, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, with a couple different sizes in that, in that spectrum. But, I mean, if you're like me, I mean, you're going to take 12.
Yeah.
I mean,
Ricky owns a tackle store, so how many are you going to take, Rick?
I don't think you need a tremendous amount of them right now. Like, I think
because you're fishing heavy line.
Exactly. I mean, is the potential there to lose one in a tangle? Sure. So, I mean, have a backup or two. But I think a complete arsenal right now would be a heavy Colt Sniper of some kind, you know, like an 80 to 150 gram size Colt Sniper. A little bit lighter knife jig. You know, there's been a lot of fish in the higher or upper parts of the water column this year. So most everybody at this point probably has a big 300 or 400 gram knife jig in their arsenal. So maybe when you go to the shop, if you've already got that, add one of those like 180 to 250s. Like, get yourself a smaller knife jig to add to it. Shimano makes a really cool one called a Shimmerfall. It's like a legit knife jig. I like those a lot. It's a 200 gram size. That might be one worth looking at. Have a backup to your standard regular 300, and then have one extra thing for fishing real deep or real heavy. And that could either be an ultra-heavy knife jig, like a 400 or 500-grammer, or it could be one of those, you know, sinker bombs, you know, the Eddie bomb. That kind of thing. Yeah, so I think that would be like a complete arsenal to have right now.
All right, there you go. Hey, a great text here from Jeff in Bay Park. And, hey, guys, wanted to thank Jamie for reminding me of my worst heartbreak on the 53-pound yellow that I had in my hand for a brief moment. Anyway, I won't go into it, but when it went wrong, I know the reason it was 53 pounds was a kayaker posted on Bloody Deck someone else's heartbreak on his catch a week later, a 53-pound yellow that had a gaff mark in it.
Wow.
That's a big yellow.
Yeah, those are the kind of ones that keep you up at night.
Yeah, for sure. It was like, whoa, that's a nice one.
That's a nice yellow.
All right, I had another good text from Matt, who's new to this. He says, good morning, guys. Really enjoying the show. My question is for Jamie. When heading offshore, what are the type of things I should be looking for to get myself into the right area? Things like binocular use, reading graphs, et cetera. Any suggestions?
You know, the one suggestion, like, you know, when we're heading offshore, you want to look at your surroundings from, like, the gate out. You know, I mean, you kind of look at the birds, which direction they're flying. I mean, definitely tells a tell sign. Those guys are doing exactly what you're doing.
Right.
They're waking up. They're going to eat. They're going to hunt. So, I mean, number one, follow the birds. You know, not to a T, but you just take note of direction.
Mm-hmm.
On which way those guys are flying.
I have another quick question here from Gavin in Orange County. He says, "Do you do any local half-day family trips?"
We do, and like I said earlier in the show, like once it gets going, most of our stuff is full day. But you know, yeah, typically if you want to book a trip, we definitely do
calico bass,
bay trips, you know, halibut bay trips,
something oriented to the family,
smaller kids,
aren't spending out in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep. So you'll do all that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Now, again, how do we get in touch with you? Is all that stuff listed on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. You can give me a call personally, 714-206-6146. Or, you know, you can get on our website with a real-time calendar. It's at seasonssportfishing.com.
All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winners got themselves this killer prize package, including all the great Seasons gear, tickets to the CCA California event, the Apps and Taps, and a $50 gift certificate to Cal's. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's got that killer prize pack. Again, 2 tickets to the CCA California event June 17th, $50 to Cal, and that awesome Seasons apparel package. Jamie's going to do us the honor, flip the coin there. Today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Cody from Utah. You are getting hooked up, man.
Oh,
you have to make the trip out to Portuguese Hall, man.
Yeah, that's it for sure on June 17th. And, Jamie, again, great show. Lots of information. Keep up that great operation here at Fisherman's Landing, Seasons Sport Fishing. Again, want to book a trip? How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 714-206-6146, or you can jump online, seasonsportfishing.com.
And, again, you'll do everything from a half day to a full day trip.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd like to cater to everyone, yeah.
And you'll custom make the trip for... And you do open party stuff?
Yeah, open party. And if it's a thing where you're having some, you know, a group come to town, we can do the grocery shopping and plan meals stuff.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're coming from out of town.
If you're coming out of town, you don't have ice chest, you don't have time. So.
And the cool thing is that Fisherman's Landing is right next to the San Diego airport, literally 6 minutes away.
Oh,
so you have a lot of people do that.
We do, absolutely.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, and just having all the hotels and motels close by.
Right.
It's
walking
game changer. Yeah, just walk. Yeah. You park your car and walk.
And you don't have to worry about tackle. You have everything on the boat that you need, all the high-end Shimano gear.
The highest end.
Yeah,
it just needs to be said. His gear is impeccable.
Yeah. No questions.
Yeah,
and well taken care of. Everything on the boat is impeccable. You take a good
you do it right.
You
man.
Clean up right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Totally.
You clean up really well.
My parents taught me right.
No question about it. Well, it's a good operation. Again, right at Fisherman's Landing, for sure. Hey, we want to thank you out there. We want to thank JP for all he does on the phones, and of course running the board, and of course Adam. All Adam does, too, on the Let's Talk Hookup. We don't give enough credit to Adam, but Adam was the guy that invented the texting show option, and that has just become such a huge part of Let's Talk Hookup, and he's just the backbone, the silent partner of Let's Talk Hookup.
Right.
He does so much for us. So thanks to Adam Clark for all he does. And thank you out there, texters, callers, listeners. We sure appreciate it. We'll be back next Saturday. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be here. That'll be a fun show with Captain Frank. And then next Sunday, Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing will be here. He's probably talking about that G-Limits offshore series of rods, too, and all kinds of good stuff. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.